dangerous. He will actually make your communities much less safe through his lies. The bully pulpit won't be a way to speak for the people, but a weapon used against the people. And this to me is a perfect example of that. And mind you, as you said, this is J.D. Vance's own state. He's doing this against his own constituents. So imagine what he'll do when it's the entire country.
So, Michael, I'm going to ask you a question that deserves a one-hour answer minimum, and you've got a minute to answer it. So, sorry. But there was an article in the Haitian Times that was so great because it makes a point that the backstory of what happened in Springfield isn't unique. Quote, "It's very much a part of a huge familiar trend across America, the arrival of new, mostly black and brown immigrants in majority white small towns and larger diverse cities alike that are not equipped to handle the influx." If the Trump campaign wasn't so focused on demonizing the people who have come in legally, who have jobs and are contributing to the economy of the community, what is the larger, more constructive conversation about how we help these towns and cities deal with understandable, not talking about the racist part of it, understandable growing pains when other people come in and it changes
but
their
the
way
racist,
of life?
But the racism is a part of it.
Of course
you
it
can't
is.
Set that, yeah, you can't set that aside. I mean, it impacts the economics, it impacts the policy, it impacts a lot of things. But here's the dirty little secret in many respects. What was going on in this town before this crazy started? Every report I've seen says that the immigrant community was welcome, that they were, you know, contributing and growing that community. That town had lost population. It had dropped from some 83,000 people to down to 60 or under 60,000 people. And so this influx of migrants who were there to work, hardworking, establishing businesses and working in the community, no one was complaining about that. No one was upset about that. And that's the storyline across the country until some politician or some racist organization or group of community people decide they want to other these folks because they don't like the fact that things aren't going their way. Or in the case of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, they think they're going to get some political capital gain from it. Not in that town, by the way, not even in the state of Ohio, but in other pockets of this country where they need to shore up their vote or they need to affirm their credentials with a base that has gone MAGA and racist. So, you know, this is the truth of the matter. There weren't story headlines coming out of Springfield before this that said, oh, you know what, America, we have a problem here in this small town. And that is what I think we really lose sight of when these moments occur, is that before folks were accepting these migrants and they were integrating and they were working and they were productive until J.D. Vance and Donald Trump decide to other them and turn their lives and the lives of that town upside down.
Let me add just one more fact. Culture Fest, which was going to be a celebration of the diversity of this community that a vast swath of this community was excited about, had to be canceled because of security concerns.
We have free pizza and free voter registration.
Some are registering to vote for the first time with the help offered here. Some, but not all, to vote on campus in November because they now live here.
I had been thinking about it, but I never really knew the process and looked into it online. So this was really helpful just to be able to have someone walk me through it and tell me the steps.
Other Pitt students say this helped them when they were new on campus.
He gave me a little flyer that I could apply for. It was pretty easy process. Things took me like under 5 minutes. It really wasn't difficult. And I went to my next class. So it really wasn't hard, in my opinion.
Marley Pinsky is on a committee of Pitt student government. She joined in this outreach.
It is nonpartisan. We are sort of here helping out with Pitt Votes, which is an office under Student Affairs. To help them just register voters at university.
We got leaders from college Republicans and college Democrats on campus to talk with us side by side about their efforts here with student voters at Pitt.
We've been encouraging all of our members to register in Pennsylvania no matter what. This is the state that we believe will decide the election, so we're encouraging everyone in our group of the 60 plus to all register in PA.
So Pennsylvania is the most important state in this election. Whichever candidate wins Pennsylvania has a 90% chance to win the election. And we're treating it like it.
With Commitment 2024 coverage on the Pitt campus in Oakland, Bob Mayo.
Thanks for listening.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
The magic of radio, the power of music. Here we go for Cruisin' the Decades. Over a full century in recorded song, history comes to life. It's cruisinthedecades.com. This is episode number 137. On today's show, Jerry Garcia teams up with David Grisman just years prior to his passing for an album not just for kids, and a wartime tune, World War II, from Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol. Plus, in 2013, the U.S. federal government shut down. And the Ramones cover the Ronettes. Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade. All styles and sounds are welcome. We're going to start in 1910 with a pretty classic patriotic song. Now, you might know Glenn Miller's popular music version from 1942, but in fact, the song was composed by F.W. Meacham in 1885, a patriotic medley and a song that was recorded by dozens of artists around the turn of the century, 20th century. This was a very popular song in the dawn of the recorded music era, and a big song of World War I, in fact. This is the American Patrol, the U.S. military band. This is from a Wax Cylinder record, 1910, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Thank you. I can tell to you. All night long they sit up on the stairs. He holds her close and starts to coo. My little Margie, I'm always thinking of you, Margie. I'll tell the world I love you, don't forget your promise to me. But I have bought the home and ring and everything for Margie. You've been my inspiration, days are never blue. After all is said and done, really there is only one. Oh, Margie, Margie, it's you. Why, my little Margie, do you know that I'd even cut out liquor? Margie, Margie, one kiss and I get sicker. You are like a little doctor to me. Do you know, Margie, that when I'm nervous, you just put me back in service. Margie, Margie. In some cafe, we'll wine and dine the whole night through. And do you know, Margie, when we have had our fill, do you know who'll pay the bill? Oh, Margie, Margie, it's you. Margie, I'm always thinking of you, Margie. I'll tell the world I love you, don't forget your promise to me. Cause I have bought the home and ring and everything for Margie. You've been my inspiration, days are never blue. I know who inspired that song. Another good man has gone wrong. Oh, Margie, Margie, it's you.
On Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, one of the most endearing and enduring figures of the 1920s and 30s, and even on into the radio and television era. He made the transition to early TV. That is the famous voice of Eddie Cantor. Catchy little memorable number, Margie, from 1921. Eddie Cantor was a comedian, an actor, dancer and singer, even a film producer and screenwriter, author. I mean, he did it all in showbiz. That's showbiz, baby. Eddie Cantor got his start on the vaudeville stage in the late teens and early 20s, and really was one of the first true pop music stars. Cruisin' the Decades is one song per decade, any style, any genre. If we're doing a good job on the show, we're mixing it up pretty good with lots of voices and styles of music each week. I mean, really, we've got over 100 years of music to work with. I'm Brad Savage. Find our playlists and find all the shows at cruisinthedecades.com. Let's continue now, zooming forward in our time machine of music history up to 1930. This is one of those kind of risque hokum blues numbers from 1930 by Kansas City Kitty and Georgia Tom. Show me what you got on Cruisin' the Decades.
Who's that?
Sales lady, I got something for sale.
I'm in. What you got?
I'm in, mama. You're looking mighty swell. Now you say you got something to sell, so let me see what you got.
I will in just a minute.
Won't you show me what you got?
I will in just a minute.
Come on, mama. Show me what you got for sale. But I ain't gonna buy no pig in the sack, so let me see what you got.
Can't you wait?
Won't you show me what you got?
I will in just a minute.
Come on, mama.
Show me what you got for sale.
Let me see what you got.
Can't you wait just a minute?
Won't you show me what you got?
I will in just a minute.
Come on, mama.
Show me what you got for sale.
When I buy liquor, I buy it by the pan. When I get drunk, I buy anything for sale. So let me see what you got.
I will in just a minute.
Why don't you show me what you got?
Can't you wait just a minute?
Come on, mama.
Show me what you got for sale. Now here's some stockings for $1 a pair. In a minute I'll show you my underwear.
Let me see what you got.
Can't you wait just a minute?
Why don't you show me what you got?
I will in just a minute.
Come on, mama.
Show me what you got for sale.
Now I had $2. I don't know where it went. But show me what you got there for 50 cents. Now let me see what you got.
Can't you wait just a minute?
Why don't you show me what you got?
I will in just a minute.
Come on, mama.
Show me what you got for sale.
Won't for it.
I know you're gonna buy it.
If that's what you got for sale.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world. From super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world, this is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Sugar of aluminum pots and such, but there won't be a shortage of love when we love each other so much. What if they have to ration out rubber we were getting from the Dutch? Well, there won't be a shortage of love when we love each other so much. Let the taxes rise, we'll economize, cut our budget in two. We can trade the car in for a horse or a bicycle built for two. We can still have a portion of moonlight, second helpings of stars and such. So there won't be a shortage of love when we love each other so much. Rise, we'll economize, cut our budget in two. We can trade of stars and stuff. So there won't be a shortage of love, because I love you so. And you ought to know that there won't be a shortage of love.
It's a World War II song from one of the female band leaders of the time. That is Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol on Cruisin' the Decades. And that song is called There Won't Be a Shortage of Love, released in 1942. Cruisin' the Decades, music history. Coming up on today's show, we'll go into the late 60s, a very volatile time with a pretty political song by the Jefferson Airplane. We'll double up in the 70s, and we'll get kind of political today with a recent release by Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts, his new band. It's Cruisin' the Decades, on now to 1954. West Coast blues man Lowell Fulson, who was extremely popular in the 40s and 50s and one of the most important figures in the West Coast blues sound. Now, this is probably his best remembered, best known song called Reconsider Baby. This is Lowell Fulson, 1954, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, From swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Jefferson Airplane in 1969. That's Volunteers, a Paul Kantner song from the final album as the Jefferson Airplane classic lineup. Well, this is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music and shows and playlists and on-demand listening. And a full station list of all of our radio affiliates is found at cruisinthedecades.com. We are so thrilled to welcome a couple new stations this week. It's been a very busy year so far for new Cruisin' affiliates, bringing our number to 57 stations. We welcome KKDG 99.7 Radio Free Durango out in Durango, Colorado, and serving the Four Corners area. This is a new station that just launched last year. Also welcome to new listeners on Radio St. George, KQUT 100.3 FM in St. George, Utah. These stations join other great stations like WICN, Jazz, and More in Worcester, Mass., and WRFZ-LP, the number one community radio station. They call it Radio Free Rochester in Rochester, New York. CruisinTheDecades.com. Let's continue into the 1970s, and let's start with a song by Jessie Coulter off her first album. She was mentored by and later married to Waylon Jennings. This is her first album, What a Song. Why You Been Gone So Long, from 1970. It's Jessie Coulter on Cruisin' the Decades.
Baby, why you been gone so long?
1970 album is called A Country Star Is Born. Her first, that is Jesse Coulter. I recently came into contact with that album. I had never really heard it, but on a recent visit to Charleston, West Virginia, a great city, by the way, Charleston rocks. That's where they play Cruise in the Decades on WTSQ, the Status Quo, on Sunday nights. Well, at any rate, I was visiting Elk City Records, this amazing record store. They have a huge selection of 78s and deep, deep archives of recorded music and memorabilia. So in store, they were playing that record, and I tried to buy it. And the store owner was like, sorry, that record's not for sale. So I ordered from the UK a CD version of that album. And that's what we just featured, Jesse Coulter on Cruisin' the Decades. We're going to hang out in the 1970s once more. The 70s were such a great era. And just proving that all this music is connected and related. And the progression of music and influence from one decade and one style and sound into many more down the road. This is the 70s blues rockin' hard rock band Foghat in 1972 doing a cover of a tune written by Willie Dixon, originally done by Muddy Waters. This is an old blues tune from Foghat on Cruisin' the Decades.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music history, from Akron, Ohio, USA, to the world, via high-powered shortwave, Radio Miami International, and the 500-kilowatt blowtorch world band signal of WBCQ, the planet, in Monticello, Maine. And heard on the top independent community and music radio stations in the world. Music from the lifelong record collection of Brad Savage, hand-picked song by song. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Ramones cover The Ronettes from 1980 from their album End of the Century. That is The Ramones on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. CruisinTheDecades.com. I'm Brad Savage. And now a big shout out worldwide to all of our listeners on shortwave radio. Shout out to WRMI, Radio Miami International, and WBCQ, The Planet. Planet in Maine, and across Europe and the UK, Channel 292 Shortwave, broadcasting from Bavaria, Germany. Shortwave radio signals carry our program all over the world. And in Poland, we have Cruise in the Decades contributor Martin with our shortwave shout-outs.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martin with their shout-out show.
Well, hello there. It's Martin. Grab your passports. It's time for some international shout-outs. First up, let's give a warm welcome to Tomasz, tuning in from Katowice, Poland via Channel 292. Katowice has roots in jazz and blues festivals that really give it some vintage soul. Next, a huge welcome to Ding Lu in Yangin City, Jiangsu Province, China, also joining us via Channel 292. Did you know China has a growing retro rock scene? It's true. Plenty of folks there dig classic rock. Alan is listening in from Padiham in Lancashire, UK, a county that's all about preserving its radio history. Glad to have you with us, Alan. And finally, Kari in Lahti, Finland on Channel 292. Finland's got that rock spirit down cold. Welcome, Kari. We'd love to hear from you, so drop a line to Brad, our show host, at brad@thesummit.fm or visit us at cruisingthedecades.com.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
Martine herself was a listener from Channel 292 and became a contributor and does the shortwave shoutouts. Yeah, we are heard all over the world on high power, high frequency shortwave radio. There's still quite a global audience for the shortwave radio bands. The program originates in Akron, Ohio, the home of Devo and the Black Keys and Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, and the home of Goodyear and LeBron James, basketball superstar. Akron, Ohio is where we originate at a local public radio station, the Summit FM. We started self-syndicating this program about 3 years ago. Now we're at 57 broadcast stations every week, all over the world. CruisingTheDecades.com. Jerry Garcia, now with David Grisman. In 1993, they did an album not just for kids, but a kids kind of folk album, kind of a folk acoustic and traditional album. Fun songs, enjoyable by kids and their grown-ups. This was one of the later recordings before Jerry Garcia's passing in 1995. This is David Grisman and Jerry Garcia with a song itself that goes back to the 1930s with Fiddlin' John Carson, one of the artists that is at the roots of folk and country music. Well, here it is. There Ain't No Bugs on Me from 1993 on Cruisin' the Decades.
The junior bug comes in the month of June. The lightning bug comes in May. Bed bug comes just any old time, but they're not going to stay. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Sitting on a lily pad, looking up at the sky. The lily pad broke and the frog fell in. He got a water all in his eyeball. There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Mosquito, he fly high. Mosquito, he fly low. The old mosquito lands on me. Well, he ain't gonna fly no more. bugs on me. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. A peanut sitting on a railroad track, his heart was all a flutter. Along come a choo-choo on the track, toot-toot peanut butter. Some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Well, little bugs have littler bugs upon their backs to bite them. Littler bugs are still littler bugs, and so ad infinitum. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. As I went walking through the woods, humming a tune so gaily, the wind come whispering through the trees and froze my ukulele. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Oh, there ain't no flies on me. There ain't no flies on me. There may be flies on some of you guys, but there ain't no flies on me. Oh, there ain't no lobsters on me. There ain't no lobsters on me. There may be lobsters on some of you mobsters, but there ain't no lobsters on me. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more. How in the heck can I wash my neck when it ain't gonna rain no more? Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. Ain't gonna rain no more. How in the hell can the old folks tell it ain't gonna rain no more? Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me, girls. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage.
I like studying
Audio Slave on Cruisin' the Decades from 2005, the band's second album, Out of Exile. Audio Slave was a supergroup project of sorts with members of Rage Against the Machine and the late Chris Cornell of Soundgarden. This is Cruisin' the Decades as we move into the 2010s. Let's go to 2013 for a news clip. Remember this weirdness? It was 2013 when the U.S. federal government shut down.
This morning, the U.S. government shuts down for the first time in nearly 20 years. The federal government is closed for business.
Yeah, while many people were expecting this to happen, it certainly doesn't make it any easier. And voters are clearly frustrated by this. Let's get to Breanne Carter. She's live on Capitol Hill. She's got reaction from the president this morning. Breanne?
Well, good morning to you, Scott. No deal here on the Hill, and so things are coming to the halt all across our region. As you know, it was a bitter back and forth for several hours leading right up to the deadline between Democrats and Republicans. And with no deal reached, the partial shutdown now in place. This affecting some 800,000 federal workers, many who will still have to come to work today only to find out they will not be coming to work in the coming days. Many of them will be furloughed. Others will be delayed in getting a paycheck. Now, some of those key essential groups will continue to get paid. That, of course, including law enforcement, the military, post office workers as well. The president had a message for members of the military as we go into this shutdown.
The threats to our national security have not changed, and we need you to be ready for any contingency. Ongoing military operations, like our efforts in Afghanistan, will continue. If you're serving in harm's way, we're going to make sure you have what you need to succeed in your missions. Congress has passed, and I'm signing into law, legislation to make sure you get your paychecks on time. And we'll continue working to address any impact this shutdown has on you and your families.
That's the voice of President Obama and a news clip from 2013, CruisinTheDecades.com. As we continue in 2013 with the debut big single by Churches, the band led by Lauren Mayberry out of Edinburgh, Scotland. This is The Mother We Share. Churches from 2013 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Never took your sight, never curse your name. I keep my lips shut tight until you go.
Mother, we share, will never keep your pride head from falling. The
That's a 2013 selection by the band Churches on Cruisin' the Decades. Now, into the 2020s, we'll wrap up with a 2025 recent single by Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts. This is a single that is very energetic and perhaps politically charged. This is called Big Change on Cruisin' the Decades. Hearts, Big Change on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. Find all the playlists and listen on demand at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Stay tuned for the One World Community Radio program on 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, 88.7 FM WRHU, Hempstead Radio, Hofstra University, 88.1 FM WCWP, Brookville, LIU Post, 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University. 88.3 FM WVCR Loudonville, Siena College. 98.1 and 105.9 FM WKZE Salisbury Red Hook, and around the world at WRHU.org. This is One World Community Radio, coming up next on your favorite community radio station.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to the Viva Lamach radio show here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on.
Girls, takes a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
a moment.